This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, keep going, baby. Keep going, daddy likes it. Oh shit, I'm close.
Welcome to Drag Her.
That is the kind of treat you get on Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast recap podcast in the whole world.
In the whole world, it's so wild that other people haven't, you know, embraced Drag Race. It's crazy that it's never been nominated for an Emmy. It's insane that RuPaul has not won an Emmy for hosting. It's honestly like just, I'm shocked. I am shocked too.
And honestly, one thing that's frustrating me is that there isn't any spinoffs of Drag Race. Because like, you know,
yes,
that they made one good season of Drag Race and then they never made another season again. You know, it's like, what's the next step?
It's crazy. Honestly, yeah. Mono, I just started rewatching the first season, and let me tell you, what a treat, what a delight.
I love it. A dream.
Tammy Brown is the original, I'm going to give up at a lip sync. It's just perfect.
She also famously says, I'm on a team with the black girls. And it's weird. It's a weird thing to say out loud. She's a real hoot and holler.
It's perfect. Tammy Brown is literal perfection.
Yeah, she's really enjoyable and lovely. And she's a real like environmentalist, real environmental warrior against plastic.
Is she?
She is. She really is. I mean, it's just, she's like, you can't write that character. You can't write that character.
No, you truly can't. She
too
is
specific.
Just perfect.
Yeah, she's a perfect person. She's hilarious. And she's given us the best untucked moments in the world with her. Oh, just the noises she makes and her unresolved beef with Michelle Visage. I want her to come back and like have to talk about that and like rebuild that weird, that thing with that. I don't know.
Wait, what happened with Michelle Visage?
Like when Tammy went home on All Stars, there was like the really, it ended weird where like
where basically Michelle was like, oh, like, I don't think your outfit's like appropriate to the era. And she's like, actually, if you studied, you would know that it is.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I forgot. Actually, if you had studied, which is so funny to say to somebody.
And then she's like, I wouldn't read you. I wouldn't read someone for having a line, a makeup line down their neck. I wouldn't say that. Like, it's so weird.
She's really perfect. Strange. I love her.
She's great. She's a real treat. But apparently we're here to talk about something totally different. This is the Vegas Review Pod, and we're talking about episode 3, What the Hell?
Yeah. Ooh, this one was, like, pretty juicy and, like, gave me what I needed.
Yeah, they do a good job of putting juice at the right parts and then pumping it up like a pair of wrestling-filled lips. You know, there's some,
yes,
there's some segments in the middle.
There's some segments in the middle.
We'll get to it, but my favorite pumped up segment has to be the Evie Oddly walking into dance rehearsal of another show.
Oh, just, I loved it. And she was like, I just wanted to see this side of performing. And they're like, do you want to watch or something? And she's like, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, oh, would you like to come on stage and do the choreography? And she's like,
Yeah, I'd love that.
I mean, there's 5 cameras set up here in the room. Should I?
It's so funny.
That one was a real wicked treat for me. I was just like, wow. That one's silly. So I guess we'll just jump in from the top. I mean, when the show starts, they're like, they give you a recap, but it's truly like I feel like it's the exact same recap footage as last week. Like the same.
Correct. Yeah. I think they were a little, starved for some footage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This footage is stretched thinner than like Cher's decolletage skin. Like it is. It's pulled thin. Which is a shame. I wish we got to have, because if we had a full season, who knows what kind of madness we could have gotten out of these girls.
Yes, correct.
And now the main thing that happens first in this episode is they're talking to the press. Oh my God. Have you, you do a lot of press.
I have done my fair share of press.
Can you say what's your least favorite question you've ever gotten in a press thingy?
My least favorite question is, how did you get the job? Because I'm like, you know how I got the job. I either auditioned or was asked to do it. Those are the only two options that I have. So like that question I don't like. And then being thrown is very interesting. So I did like a morning show. I may have talked about it on this podcast. I did this like morning show for like KTLA, and the man was like, has being black affected your work in Hollywood? And I was like, whoa, it's 8 a.m. I'm not ready for this question.
Oh my, I'm not ready for you, this story. I don't even know. There's 8 different ways. Also, because like just him asking that, it almost implicitly, that's like he thinks being black is bad.
Yes.
I think I hear what he's trying to ask, but it's still a horrible question.
Yeah, it was truly very confusing. I was like, what? Excuse me?
Yeah, that and sucks.
And then he just like breezed. It was really interesting. So yeah, that's the question I like the least.
It sucks when you're just like, it's not enough that just any person of color succeeding. It's like, it's not enough that you're just doing the thing. You also have to be like a constant representative for everything you do.
Yes, absolutely.
And which is exhausting.
It is very exhausting.
And I wish more white people knew how exhausting that is to constantly be second guessing why you were brought to the table. And like, it's such a mindfuck. It's so shitty. So, like, the least you can do is just see me for what I offer and maybe shut up with a question like that. Even if you're thinking it.
Yeah, you don't have to say it. I promise. It will be for the best if you don't say it.
No, it'll be just for the best if you just see me and see what I offer and listen to what I'm saying as opposed to demanding I give you, I don't know, some bait, some race bait bullshit.
Yeah, and I was like, how would I have answered? I mean, I was just like, we could talk about systemic racism and whatnot, but I don't know if that's like what you're trying to get into. But like, I guess I could have just been like, yeah, it's so hard, blah, blah, blah. It was just so weird.
I do. I wish you broke down and you just like subtly started
sobbing.
Yes. You just suddenly like kind of like merge into a monologue from August Osage County.
Oh my God. Imagine.
That'd be good. So this press
is a dream deferred like a raisin in the sun. I start doing like old black stuff.
Oh, fuck. I would love that. I would love that. Did you ever watch Strangers with Candy?
Of course I watched Strangers with Candy.
They did like Raisin in the Sun, and yep, it was just with like an all-white cast. Yes. Remember that? That was great.
It is such a funny show.
It's unbelievable.
I love it.
It's unbelievably good. I love that show. I mean, yeah, I just... And you can't do that comedy anymore. You cannot do it.
You cannot be done. Because people will just get mad at you.
Right. Right. Even though we know it's coming. Yeah. Yeah. You can't. You can't do it. They do some wild stuff. Go back and watch those episodes and
they really do. It is such a nutty show. I fucking love it.
Oh, me too. Okay. So they're being asked press questions. Derek is like, we have to start a buzz. We have to get a buzz. RuPaul is there with her bowling bag.
Yep.
I also love that the back and forth between Naomi and Derek feels like that scene in Bridesmaids.
Which scene in Bridesmaids?
You remember the scene in Bridesmaids where like Kristen Wiig and Rose Byrne are like at, like kind of like outdoing each other for like a speech at the like rehearsal dinner?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That's what the editing is leading us to believe with the Naomi v. Derek thing.
Yes, yes.
It just made me laugh. And then Naomi was talking about her dick popping out on stage. Or her nuts.
Which is just so funny.
It's wild. It's crazy that such a stunning woman like that just has nuts popping all over the place. And that's why we love her.
And then it's just like, imagine having, you know, like a nuts and a dick so big that it just can't stay inside you.
Oh my God. What a lucky human being.
Right? What a goddamn treat.
Just to win, that is the genderqueer lottery. Just to be like, I'm actually really gorgeous no matter how I express my gender.
I wish I was an attractive boy. I don't think I look very attractive when I'm out of drag. And
ooh.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't say I'm a boy out of drag, but
I would
I do
like
look
to
like a little boy
you.
Sometimes.
I would like to see you be a full drag king. I think you would be. Wait, what kind of drag king would you be? Like, what is your persona?
I think it's probably very close to Kenan Thompson. Because that is who she looks like.
Oh my God. And her drag name is Jimmy Dean Sausage.
Jimmy Dean. Honestly, Jimmy Dean. I love Jimmy Dean for a drag name for me. I see it for myself.
I see
it.
I see her. I see him. So they're talking to the press. Whatever. We've got to get this buzz going. This fake drama is hilarious. Hilarious. And then they go to the gym, Nicole.
They do go to the gym. And I love that Asia is like, I don't know how to do nothing at the gym. It's so funny to me. She's like, what core? I don't have a core.
Yeah. Like Cameron is the only one actually working out here.
Yes.
But like, yeah. Naomi is picking up two and a half pound weights and they look like anvils. Like she's making them look like, oh, the pork deer, just like trying to kind of work out. And then Naomi asks, are your parents coming to Asia? And then Asia just, I'm sorry, but it did make me laugh how casually she said, my parents are dead. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
It's just a thing that people with dead parents, we've learned to do.
Mm-hmm. That's what else can you say?
Because you have to be casual about it. Otherwise, people get like upset for you. And you're like, oh, no, I'm okay with this. This is fine.
That's true, too, because, I mean, talking about August Osage County, you can't break out into a dramatic monologue every time someone asks you about that, you know?
Yes.
Like, and you don't want to, and it's like...
No, because then you're just, like, reliving it, and it's sad, and...
Uh-huh.
You're just like, oh, yeah, my parents are dead, and I'm dead inside.
The tumbleweeds come through town around this time of year. Oh, my God. Okay, so, and then they're talking about how Asia hasn't told her fiancé the truth on that whole thing. Like, about her, the whole story behind her family. Asia hasn't told...
Yes.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about
that? I think it's a little wild to not tell your partner how your parents died, but also that is your business.
That too.
So... It's very much like, okay, girl, like, that's your business. You don't have to tell nobody your full-blown business. But, like, wouldn't you want the person you love to know about you?
I think if you're engaged, yeah. I mean, look, there's no rules in relationships, but if you're engaged, yes, you have to tell them.
I think so. I think it's a little wild to not.
Because that's also an expression of self-love, to be like, I love myself enough to let you know that this is crazy, and that doesn't mean I'm any less deserving of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's talking about love like it's a she literally says resume, and I'm like, the person you're in love with is not hiring you for a job.
Yes, I think it's very wild to say resume when you're talking about the person you're involved with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it says a lot about Asia, though. Like, she's so type A and clearly so, like, once it done the right way, that this has creeped into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very type A, and I think mm-hmm. she's trying to control the situation a little bit mm-hmm. by not telling her significant other about, like, what happened. But also, I'm like, but what happened? I'm, like, actually curious.
Totally. Totally. You know? I mean, I think being a little more vulnerable, I get it, though. Sometimes, like, when you talk about family, you're like, oh, I want to be honest, but also, like, my family's baggage is, like, a whole thing. Do you know?
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, I want to talk about it, but sometimes me talking about it, like, could, quote unquote, embarrass my family, which I think is a bullshit thing, but it's a thing I have personally felt about my family, and I mm-hmm. hate that. I hate that, because I'm the kind of person who just, like, I want to get all my secrets out there. I want to advertise my secrets so, like, nothing's inside me.
Advertise my secrets so nothing's inside of me is very funny to me.
You know, except dick. I'm gay. Dick's in me.
Oh, a little dick, a little bit of dick in me today. A little bit of dick up in me today. I'm trying to do that.
A little bit of nuts. You're doing Mambo number 5.
Yes.
Oh, I'm with you.
And I'm
with
doing
you.
Very poorly at it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You're doing Dongo number 5. I am
Dongo
here for
number five.
I love that. You suck Blaine here and suck Kevin there. You we talked about being so horny last night. I get it, Nicole.
I'm the horniest. It's disgusting.
It's wonderful. I think you just need to get COVID tested at Dodger Stadium with someone and then just jump into your backseat with them immediately.
You know, maybe I will. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about...
Sure.
About it all, you know?
Sure. You know, they say you should have a series of tests to make it completely conclusive. And obviously, the incubation period is 5 to 7 days, you know?
Yeah. So it's just, I think it's just a tough thing to figure out.
Yes.
I don't know.
It sucks. We're not scientists. Let us live our stupid lives again.
Truly. That's all I want.
God. Okay. So we're going to get there. I promise. One of these damn days. I am. But we should complain a lot because this has gone. This is past the point of funny.
It's gone on for
way.
Too dang long.
Oh, I hate it. I'm dead inside. I am dead. I can't do this.
But at least you're, like, getting some and life isn't that bad.
No, we do have blessings. I just need to keep reminding myself that we're not, like, literally little garbage cave people on fire in a hole, you know, like, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's something. Yeah. So Cam's mom Cameron's mom and BF are like gonna come to the show eventually or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he met his not boyfriend. I'm sorry, it's not his boyfriend at DragCon.
Yes. Well, I think he's, isn't it his boyfriend? Like,
well, I guess he said like it started like just, you know, we're like trying to be cool and we're just gonna see what we are. That was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
That was brought up. I've just thought about that. Like, how funny that DragCon was like, is like basically like a gay bar. I, for some reason, have never thought about that.
My friend met their boyfriend at DragCon.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's and wild. They've been together for like 5 or 6 years or something like that.
I wonder. Wow. Good for them.
Isn't that cute?
Right? If you're gay and cute and you want to date a drag queen, I mean,
go to DragCon, baby.
Go to drag. That is gag-y. I do love when you can just tell the difference between like a drag queen, like at a meet and greet when a drag queen's happy to see someone versus wanting to fuck someone. That always makes me laugh. So funny. So funny. Work. Okay. Whatever. Would you date someone that came up to you at a meet and greet, Nicole?
It depends on how they came at me and what they like. Yeah, it truly depends on how they came at me, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it could work.
I think I could, but also I'm like, no, thank you.
I know. It's not an ideal start. It's like, it's an uphill battle.
A little bit. But then it's just like, I don't know, if you say something and you make me laugh and like, and you're sexy and you're catching me at just the right time where I'm horned up.
And you have a dick and then fucking two nuts.
You don't even have to have two nuts.
Oh, that's nice of you. I'll take one. Sometimes they get in the way.
I'll take one nut. That's fine.
They are so
funny. Or
no
nuts. You don't need to have nuts. I don't care.
Nuts are so funny. Like, we have to talk about it. Like, I was looking at porn and I was just like, what is happening? How did this become like so erogenous? How?
Nuts?
Nuts.
I'm not a nut girl. I'm like, whatever about nuts.
Mm-hmm. So you won't grab a pair? You then be like, yes.
Oh, I mean, I'll honk on them. I'm just like, they're not like, I'm not like, oh, nuts.
We talked about this recently about with teabagging. Imagine if you were only a teabagger.
That's insane. Nuts. That's insane to me. That's truly just wild. You can't That's just be insane. Into, like, well, I guess I don't want to shame anyone for their kink. You know, it's hard to have an opinion anymore.
Right. Right. Or else you're, hello. Hi, Nicole and Mono. We are the national nutcomers of America. And you humiliated us on Drag Her. You need to issue an apology and do 100 hours of nut service to make peace with us. And
Imagine if someone was like, we want you to do nut service. I'd be like, no, this is what I was talking about. I'm not into nuts.
And then like, so you admit it. You're racist against nuts. You admit it.
But is it during the workout where we're asked about who the weakest person is?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. What a classic reality show question.
Yes. And I wonder if it was like prompted. Like, I wonder if a producer was like, let's like get into this. Who's the weakest link? Goodbye.
Yes. The producer's like you're working. Neither of you are working out. Cam's working out and not talking.
We need some talking for this scene. Who the weakest link is?
Here's the thing with this scene. This scene would be better with talking, and we need you guys to talk.
Yes, yes. They're like, please, please do it. Just talk.
So weakest link, Asia says Naomi to her face. Oh, my God.
Yes, I was honestly, like, taken aback by it. I was like, I can't believe this is what you're saying to her face.
No, me neither. Me neither. I'm blown all the way away.
Truly.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, that's why I can't tell if it's real or not. I have to say, as these episodes go on, and it could just be the editing, I'm getting more and more mystified by who Asia is. I still love her deeply, but I'm very mystified.
Yes. Asia's a very curious person. Very type A, but then also really holds a lot of emotions inside of her, and she reacts rather quickly to things.
That too. And at one point in this episode, she's walking around the dressing room. Remember when she's walking around the dressing room with like half makeup on and she looks kind of like Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter?
No, I don't remember this.
It's wild. I'll share a picture somewhere. But she's just a mystery, but I can't tell if that's the editing. We'll never know.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely mystified. Naomi's like, your energy could be better.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like getting dressed and you're mopey and grumpy. And that's not for me. I don't want it.
Yeah, which I get. I get, especially if you're like starting a show and you're like, I need to be in like my best headspace. We all have Absolutely. Those people who before a show, you're like, I can't do this before a show. Can't do
yes,
it.
Yes, I need to be around a lot of positivity.
Me too.
I don't want you to be huffing and puffing and like in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm. Or someone who doesn't have good give and take drives me nuts.
Yes. It's like somebody who just won't stop talking and you're like, mm-hmm. I need to get ready. I don't need to listen to this anymore.
But here's the thing. My aunt has a dog and like she's like not like, she like loves the dog, but like, let me tell you this story.
I fully get that, but like, I just need to get ready. I'm so sorry.
Well, I think here's a piece of history about her dog ownership from the past couple decades.
This is all well and good. I don't know how to tell you any nicer than like, I need to get ready.
How are you doing?
Me? I'm not doing good. I need to get ready. Why won't you stop talking?
Oh my God. My aunt says the same thing.
No, Mano, this is triggering for me.
I'm sorry. But we've been in those conversations. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe we're talking about your aunt's dog for 30 minutes. This is hell.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so awful when people do, like, just, it's really interesting when people can't read the room and be like, I'm being like, a little, like, I just had a wardrobe fitting that was 3 hours long. And by the end of it, I was ready to kill myself. Uh-huh. And I said out loud, I was just like, this is awful for me. I hate this. And they're like, and at the end, I was like, ooh, I didn't read the room. They're also kind of tired, but also they have like the network to talk to. And I was like, I'm really sorry for being rude. I'm uh-huh. like, no, it's fine. It's like, no, it's not. It's not fine. I need juice.
I would say, I read the room too well, like in a way that like my confidence would be better if I could read the room less well.
Mm. Yeah,
where I'm like,
fair.
Oh, I'm in a gay bar and everyone is bored by me immediately. Or like, you know what I mean? Where you're like, it couldn't possibly be any less interested. And that's good because I have a grasp on reality, but also mm-hmm. it can get you. It can get you.
Ooh, it can get you, girl.
Get you, girl. So they're backstage fun in. Vanjie's on her quest for love, her
it's
eat
so
drag
cute,
love.
And I just want Vanjie to get, like, I want her to find somebody.
I do too.
And I can't
really
believe she said that
too.
The last time she was in love was with Brooklyn.
I know. That was a real Easter egg, huh? That was wild.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't even know it was that serious. But then again, like, I don't know what the queens are actually doing, you know? It's like, it's a testament that we don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that their relationship ran that deep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they, you know, it makes sense. You know, also, I will say, too, this is crazy to say, but, like, they're a good pairing based on what little I'm observing from Vanjie because, like she said, she needs someone who makes her laugh. But Vanjie also needs a little bit of a stable energy.
Yes.
You can't have two Vanjies in a room. That's not going to work. You need
No,
like,
that would be, I think, too much for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So she needs someone who's funny, but also like, okay, I got you. I'm like, that stable energy. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know? So she'll find it. She's amazing. She's a catch. And I am surprised by how outwardly just how verbal she is about being like, I want this. I want the notebook all the time. Like, that's really cute.
I think loud people, I identify with Vanjie with this, mm-hmm. where it's like, well, I'm loud and I talk a lot. This is what I want. I want to be in a relationship. Why isn't this happening?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think it's wild that Vanjie's not in a relationship, but I also get it because Vanjie off stage seems to be very different than Vanjie on stage. And mm-hmm. I think in like to be a gay superstar looking for a gay person to love you, I think that's hard. I think it's really tough.
Yeah.
Because people have these like misconceptions about you, and then you have to spend time being like, no, I'm actually not like this. I don't do that. Uh-huh. Actually, I do like to be quiet sometimes. So like, I get it.
Oh, I think you get it really deeply because you have such a similar, you are so similar in so many ways, like truly loved, gay icon, big energy. But at the end of the day, you need a real person. Yet it seems like everyone interested in you is just like, nailed it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That sucks. Yeah.
It does. It feels weird. It feels, it's just like, it's not fun.
What I will say is, and it's like, it's the worst advice because when it happens, it's just seamless. When it happens, it's seamless because like everyone is just speaking the same language without even talking, you know?
Yeah. That's and what people say. People are when it happens, Nicole, oh baby. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait, you know, but next month, I think things are going to start a brewing for me.
I think so. I think, yeah, is winter the season for you?
Listen, I don't know why I think this, but I think October is going to turn around for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think October is going to be the start of like, Nicole's got somebody.
I want that for you. I'll manifest that. I swear. I'll burn some newt dick. I'll do whatever you want.
What is newt dick?
The dick of a newt, which is a lizard.
What? a dick of a lizard, girl. What is what?
I just think I'll do some witchcraft and sorcery on your behalf. I want it to happen.
Girl,
I'm sorry. That's the thing. That's the craziest thing we said in the past 30 minutes. That was the one that stopped the train.
Dick. I'm sorry. I don't know what a newt dick is.
So I'm going to, we need to, I need to apologize properly to Nicole. We need to mend this friendship. So that's why we're going to have to take a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me
decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break.
Oh, man. Do you see those cute stickers that a very lovely listener made for us that say, bring back my break?
Yes, they were very, very cute. Thank you so much for making them.
I have yours, and I forgot to give them to you like an idiot last night.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'll just have to come back over to your home.
Beautiful. They're Swax Creative. They're really fun. Highly recommend y'all go to Swax Creative, because they're also doing like, they're also like giving 20% off for Dragher listeners by using the promo code Dragher. So go there.
Yes, that's nice. Go do it. That's nice.
Oh yeah, and yeah, we have a lot of great listeners. We also have ones by L. Tyler, I believe. L. Tyler Designs is the Instagram handle. Another great person made us great stuff. Support them and check out our Instagram. We'll tell you more about them. But now we have to talk about drag.
Hell yeah, dude.
So then they go to Charlie's.
We went to Charlie's. We went to Charlie's when I was hosting the Gay Porn Awards.
We sure did. It was literally like a week before this drag show opened, which is so crazy.
Yeah, which is so wild that we were just like right there.
We were right there, right where they were. And then I know I fell in love with that one go-go boy who was tasty.
My goodness. The go-go boys at Charlie's are delightful and delicious.
They really are.
I also used to do, it's called Very Fun Drag Weekend, where we would go to Vegas and do like a real hodgepodge drag show with a bunch of people who've never done drag before or only like once a year. And we always perform at Charlie's, and like they start to let people in midway through our performance, and people always come in and they're like, what is this? Because it's so bad.
It's so shitty. I love that. I love that for and everyone involved. I mean, there needs to be more spaces like that. And I've been in Charlie's, okay? Charlie's is not, you know, I mean, it's not like an imperial palace. I think it's a safe space to do some crunchy drag in. Charlie's
an imperial palace is so funny to me.
Yeah, why does that like that speaks to my Middle Eastern heritage, that I thought that was like the nicest place I could think of. Some like some like crunchy banquet hall where they hold like stinky Greek weddings. I was like, nothing's nicer than that.
Nothing's nicer than this. I love it.
But Charlie's, come on. It's like literally, there's just like cracks in the wood planks that are stapled into every part of the wall and floor. Mm-hmm. It's crunchy. And
but
I love it.
I do love it. It is like, I don't want to say like one of my favorite places to go in Vegas, but it kind of is. It's
me too.
Fun.
Me too.
I just love it so much.
I would much rather go there than like a cool hip place called like Fluid, like spelled with like three U's and an H, you know. I would rather
go to Fluid.
You want
to
go to
where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to get to Fluid.
It's very Club 96. That's, you know, it's like all like purple and white everywhere, and the drinks are $38. That I would rather go to Charlie's.
Take me to Charlie's.
Remember how cheap our I remember you got me on your drink, which was grape vodka and soda.
Oh my God, I love grape vodka and soda. It is so embarrassing that that's my favorite cocktail.
It is, it is. I mean, truly we should call the NAACP and report you, because...
It's honestly, okay, here's why I like it. It is because it tastes like adult Kool-Aid.
I loved it so much. It reminded me of Dimetapp and like all the grape flavored stuff I love. I loved it.
It is Dimetappy. It truly is.
Did you ever used to fake a cough or Dimetapp? Because I did.
No, Mono. I've never done that.
Sorry. I thought I was in safe company.
That's so funny. Do you ever fake a cough to get Dimetapp?
Yeah.
You're a Dimetapp head.
I was tripping. I was robo-tripping at a young age. So let's see. What the hell happens? Oh, we have... Okay. This is crazy because... They're like, oh, Vanjie, we're going to hook you up. And then
we meet. Yeah, this I really didn't like. And this really showcased that, like, Vanjie is different than what you see on stage.
Yes.
Because Vanjie was like, this is uncomfortable. This is not how you get something real. I don't want somebody just grinding up on me. And I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel when people are like, push me into things. I'm like, this isn't
it.
Yeah. Not like this. Not like this.
Who wants, she doesn't want lap dances from the worst Vegas has to offer. Like, that was crazy. That was like, that's like a scene in like a 90s rom-com where like they go out to the bar and then like they fix you up with all the gross guys. It's like, that sucks.
Yeah. And it just doesn't feel good when it's like, oh, we're all here because we're going to try to hook me up with somebody. And then it's like unwanted attention.
Awful.
And yeah, it really doesn't feel good. And then I didn't feel like any of those boys were Vanjie's type.
Yeah, no. Of course, she meets the Latinx bass, and, you know, he's a character in this episode. But I agree, there was immediately no spark. So then we surprised her with a date she didn't want, which was also crazy.
Yeah, I was like, Derek Barry, how dare you? I would be livid if someone was like, come to lunch. Okay, I'm going to leave now, and you're going to talk to this person.
I would
kill
her.
Where you didn't feel nothing about them then, and you probably won't feel nothing about them now.
I'd kill her. It's also so crazy because she literally starts by being like, look, I feel really bad about the other night. So I brought one of the strangers you didn't like. You know, like, what is that? I mean, it's just good. It's good reality TV.
It is good reality TV. And then I loved when... Vanjie was like, so what divas do you like? Because I love that that's like...
Mm-hmm.
Just like gay canon that you ask who your favorite divas are.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, Celine Dion. I'm obsessed with Celine Dion. And like, I love Celine Dion.
Yes.
But Celine Dion's not
the
first name I say when I say who I'm in love with.
No. That's,
and then
Vanjie
was just like, Celine Dion, cute, dry. Okay. All right. Vanilla.
My God.
And I was like, yeah, it is a little vanilla. I get it.
Boring.
Because I'm like, do you think Vanjie's about to like gag over Celine Dion? I don't think so. That's like not her bag. And I don't think the person should have lied to be like, I'm going to, you know, figure out what Vanjie likes. But like, it was like right then and there, I was like, this is not going to work.
I'm even going to give them the benefit of, I mean, maybe they do love Celine, but like, it almost felt like a nervous answer when for some, you know, when you're nervous and you kind of lie by accident.
Yes.
You're like, I don't like Celine, but I already said Celine. I can't be like,
I said Celine Dion.
I said Celine. I gotta go.
I'm a fucking idiot. That's what I said.
I'm a fucking idiot. I love her. I miss it when she dated that weird old man. I miss that about her. I have to go with this lie. And then they talk about a mall, which is never good news. It's never good news to be like, yeah, they have cute stuff at that fashion mall. I was like, oh, this hurts.
Yeah, it was a tough conversation to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yikes. Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Ooh, boy.
Oy, boy, indeed. We've all been on those bad first dates. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. That's why I believe in coffee first dates.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because
I don't know if I've ever been on a coffee first date.
You should.
No. Here's what I do. I do not meet people during the day. I only go out with people at night because if we go out at night and we're drinking and the date is bad, I can get fully fucking hammered and have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. So you're saying you just get hammered and then you're basically like, I'm having fun and this won't work, but I'm having fun.
I mean, I don't say explicitly like this isn't gonna work, but like I would just be like, have a great time. And then they kind of think that like we had a great time. And then when they're like, oh, can we like go out again? I go, you know, for me, I didn't have, you know, a great time. I'm so sorry. I'm not really feeling it.
Mm-hmm. You say, I'm sorry. You are the weakest link.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I get it. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that's similar in terms of like, you get to do it in a way that's fun for you. You shouldn't have to be there that long if you don't have to. That's the
fair
thing.
Fair.
Because you know after 30 minutes. You know after 30 minutes.
Yes. I will stay in a date past the point of no return. I will just stay in there and I will be upset about it.
Are we trying to turn Why Won't You Date Me into a reality show? Because I actually think it would be fantastic.
Absolutely not. I have no desire to actually put my dating life like...
Out there.
Because I leave out a lot of details and that for me is, that's a no for me, sir.
Interesting that you don't want to sell away your soul for a little bit of money in a highly produced reality TV show. How weird.
I mean, I already talk about it so much that I truly think I'm going to be in a relationship for all of 2021 and it's going to be like really great and really amazing. And I don't want that person to be like, oh, am I a part of your
job? Yeah. That's smart. I mean,
it's like, baby,
no,
you're not a part of my job, no. Baby,
come back.
Baby, no.
Baby, come back. I'll make us waffles. Okay, so date surprise, that sucked. Back in the workroom. A major point in this episode is that she didn't like dating that guy, and then the Naomi Asia drama is coming back up.
Yes, it's coming. It's a brewing
because she's like, I got ready at home. I just couldn't do all this stuff, and maybe let's hang out with the dancers later.
Yes.
Which those dancers are fine. I did think
they
were
very, very, very cute. I do think getting ready at home is kind of a dick move. Because then that further exasperates that, like, I'm mad at you for saying what you said, but I'm just pretending to be chill about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's work it out. We have to work together. Let's confront it. I hear you 100%. It's going to be better off if you just... put it out there. I have been guilty of protecting myself in that way when I'm like, I just can't deal with this right now. I'm going to hide. Mm-hmm. But you're 100% correct that they should deal with it. They should just deal with it.
That's what I think. I think it's a little bit like, all right, I said something. We're like feeling ourselves about this. Let's just talk about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it got to fester for a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It got to Uncle Fester for a little bit too long.
It totally festered and debbied for too long. You know, we just have to like, I love Uncle Fester so much. So much.
I've actually never seen the Addams Family in any iteration. I know.
Oh my God. All you have to watch is Addams Family Values. You don't have to see anything else.
Oh yeah? That's it? Just that?
It's a comedy masterpiece and it's like streaming on Amazon or Hulu right now. It's a comedy masterpiece. It has Joan Cusack in one of the best comedic performances ever on earth. It is actually I'm not even joking, Nicole. It is an excellent, it is a hand guide on how to do comedy.
Oh.
It is a perfect fish out of water story. And it is, I can't tell you how much I love that movie. It is unbelievably good.
Okay. All right.
Highly recommend. We'll report back. This is important. Well, this is really important. And it's very drag.
Okay, I think I'm going to watch it.
There's a lot of drag in it, too. You're going to love Morticia, played by Angelica
Houston.
Oh, I do.
I already love Morticia because I've, you know, seen pictures. Because that's Angelica Houston?
Yep, she's fierce as fuck in it.
Angelica Houston is one of the most delicious, like, handsome women I've ever seen in my life.
Yes,
and I say handsome in a way where, like, she's got a little bit of, like, masculine features.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, soft and feminine at the same time. Same with Glenn Close. Like, those women, I'm just like, my God, you guys are stunning in a way where it's not just delicate.
She's like a genderqueer goddess, much like Naomi Smalls. Like, she is,
Naomi Smalls
stunning.
Is so hot.
So hot. So hot.
Like, imagine being that hot, which I think I've already said.
I would love that. I would be so naked, even more naked. I just would be so naked all the time, which is would be fun.
Same.
And no one would be mad. So yeah, go watch that. We'll talk. So Vanjie's talking about douching for some reason. Oh, she's like, if I hang out with the dancers later, I need to get my douche game together.
Which is so funny.
So funny. Dush specifically. And now they're hanging in the suite. Hanging in the suite. What drama.
And everyone is dressed like they're going to a pajama party, which I fucking love.
Oh my God.
I love jammy parties.
Me too. Wait, we need to have a jammy party. I mean, in a safe way somehow.
Well, here's the thing. I keep getting COVID tested. So I can, and then I only see you. I see you, Boots. I see Gilly. I see Sashir. And that's like, and then Skate Gang. But like, we're all in masks. That's truly it. That's all I really see.
Totally.
Oh God, this has gone on for so long.
This has gone on really, 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 really long. And I'm just like, I apologize because like you give me life. But like, if I'm being honest, I'm just having one of those days where like, this is it's hitting me today. It really fucking sucks.
Fair. It does suck. And you did say you were in a bad mood. And I think you're like doing really great for being in a bad mood.
Thank you.
It's tough. Shit is hard. Like this, everything really kind of sucks.
It's really hard. And like, obviously, like, it's so nice to have you. It's so nice to have our listeners in this moment. And it's like, I'm constantly weighing what's the best way to be. What's the best way to express myself? Is it to constantly be bitching and moaning, which there's nothing wrong with that because we're going through a terrible time.
Mm-hmm.
Or can I be kind to myself by letting that stuff putting it to the side and feeling the joy of like just being here right now with you. What's the right thing?
It's hard. It's hard to compartmentalize like that, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like you feel what you feel when you feel it. And then when you're done feeling, you're feeling something else.
Oh,
she's good at explaining.
Oh, by the way, I just got my TLC Go login. So I
yes,
have like
girl, access. Get in.
Get in. You need to tell me. I mean, we'll talk later, but you need to tell me like what number one, I guess, do I just start from the beginning of 90 Day or do I just pick a season?
For 90 Day, I advise people to jump in at season one of Before the 90 Days.
Oh.
And then if you're going to start 90 Day, I say season four. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I have not seen seasons 1, 2, 3. And as soon as there's a little bit of a break, because they don't give us breaks, I'm going to go back and watch the earlier seasons. Mm-hmm. But Danielle and Muhammad are two of the funniest people. At her wedding, he's like, I cannot kiss her because of my religion.
I've seen that one. Yep.
It's perfect.
And I'll say this. I've been to many Muslim weddings where they do kiss.
I mean, yeah, that's the gag. Like, he absolutely could have kissed that woman. He didn't want to kiss that woman.
I know. That is wild.
Yeah, the whole show is wild and I love it.
I do too. The characters on there, especially the characters. My God. Oh, Anfisa's my favorite character.
Anfisa's perfect. I love when she screams at him. And by when, I mean all the time she is screaming at
all
this man.
All the time. Aren't they both in jail right now? He's in jail?
So
it's
he
crazy.
Just got out of jail and they finally filed for divorce.
Oh my God. They're
jail on like a weed charge, which is like so.
That's like, garbage.
Stupid.
Garbage, mama. That is garbage. Dumb. We need to do away with that.
Oh, wait. Okay. So back to this fucking. I want to talk about this.
They're playing Truth or Dare.
This Truth or Dare. They're playing it spin the bottle style, which I've never seen before.
I've never seen that. Spin. Yeah, what?
Yeah, so they're like spin. It's like spin the bottle, but instead of just kissing the person you're supposed to kiss, they're going truth or dare. And my God, I dare you to kiss Derek's feet. Naomi Smalls, I gotta say, is a team fucking player.
She
didn't have to do everything that she fucking did.
She's not the weakest link. She's a fucking team player. She picked up Derek's foot, named the toes after songs of Britney's, and then kissed it.
Not just kissed it. Naomi Smalls smooched on this man's foot. She laboriously was like,
I mean,
on
truly,
that fucking foot, I couldn't believe it.
Truly, her like tidal wave of big, beautiful lips just like enveloped Derek's foot. It was nuts.
It was a true treat. I was beside myself. I couldn't handle it.
I couldn't either. And I was like, wow. I mean, look, I'm here for this evolution of Derek v. Naomi. I'm here for that evolution. That's an unreal. If someone from the future said, you know, these two hookers fighting in the workroom about eyebrows, well, here's footage of her kissing her foot. You'd be like, get away from me,
you witch.
Yeah,
I'd be like, get these nuts away from my face.
From my face.
I'd be like, no, this is not right.
Get that newt dick out of here, because Nicole does not like that.
Nicole doesn't like it.
Oh, it almost tore us apart. So, okay, so they're but then Naomi does get to kiss one of these beautiful little dancer boys. Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Sexy. Very sexy. And then, uh-oh. Derek asks Asia a truth question.
Yep. Derek Barry loves to stop a party. I gotta say, it's almost like her whole deal is like, how can I stop this fun time?
Truly. I mean, she deserves a creative consultant credit, because everything everything that's happening in the series is Derek doing stuff.
Yes. Yes. Derek is truly serving it to you.
Yeah, she's serving it. And Asia gets really hurt by this because she reveals that Asia's like, you know, Naomi told Derek that Asia said Naomi was, this is weird, that she's the weakest link. And then Asia's, of course, I think Asia was direct about it. She was a little sour about it, but she was direct.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's like, what does this have to do with you, Derek? Which is a fair question. Fair question. Where do you think? Where do you stay? If you have to pick a side, are you on Derek's side or Asia's side?
I mean, okay, here's the side I'm on. For television, good on you, Derek. Thank you for bringing it up. What a treat. We're having a great time. You're ruining it. On like a non-television side, I don't think it was right for her to bring it up
right
then and there. Totally. I also don't think that maybe it's just like, that's not your business. Maybe you ask at a different time, or like when all the girls are together, not in mixed company.
Right. Right. I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, that's the breakdown. It's like TV, perfect. Thank you, you goddess of TV. But yeah, the real thing is that should be like a six of y'all sit down and talk. Or
yeah, I'm like, you don't need to involve the dancers. The dancers, yes, they're family, but they're different family than, you know, everybody else.
Yeah, it's not great. Those poor dancers are just sitting there with their gorgeous little bodies just sitting between this and this fight. That's not good. And
yeah,
also, it's such a betrayal of Naomi's trust. Like, you know, because this is very middle school. When you're like, well,
it is very middle school.
When someone told the secret you weren't telling because they thought they were getting you justice.
Yeah.
No. That doesn't help anybody. No good. Not into it. Yeah. We've both been there. We've both had that weird moment of someone trying to do a favor for you, but you're like, no, you made it.
Yeah.
So much
you're
worse.
Like, you're making this worse. This is bad. I hate this.
Like, I got it. Don't worry, I got the matches in my hand. I'll burn this down for both of us.
I'll burn this down for everyone.
And then the episode just ends on Asia being like, I need to go. Please take my mic off. I'm going.
This, I was like, Asia, I think we could have just talked about it instead of you running away.
Right.
And yeah, I was like, I don't need you to just like run, like, you know, if you said it, so let's talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You said it. Yeah. Let's talk about it. You're on a show. And I almost feels like Asia's kind of annoyed with being on this reality show. Probably.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
She's like, I'm doing a lot of work here. You know, I'm like, this is actually a chance we were actually going to hang out and actually get to know each other. But instead, we've got to do this reality TV scene right now.
Yeah. I'm
fucking tired. So
yeah, I feel her. It's wild. It's wild that, like, I mean, I don't think I would sign up to be on a reality show like this. It seems invasive.
It's very invasive.
Unless it's like this is drummed up drama, then it's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, if it's that, I hope they were compensated fairly. You think they were compensated for the episodes, is right?
Oh, I'm sure they were. Uh-huh. I mean, I have no idea how reality works or like right. how you're paid. Mm-hmm. But I can't fathom, you know, World of Wonder being like, we're doing a show and we're not paying you.
I know. I just, yeah, exactly. Some part of me was like, I hope it wasn't just like a package deal. You know, if it's like, oh, well, you're doing the show, you're doing this TV show, and we're just going to get some behind the stage, you know, BTS footage. No big deal.
I mean, honestly, it might, but also, who knows?
I know. It's kooky. I'm excited to see how the remaining 3 weeks turn out. I mean, like you said, this footage is going to be stretched a little thin.
Yeah,
so.
just a little thin, baby.
Just a little thin, but we have to decide what we're going to cover afterwards. I am still up in the air.
Also, I said it was only 4 episodes. I was wrong.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's 6.
Yes, it's 6. So we have 3 more.
I can't believe how stupid I was.
Yeah, well, if you're mad at us for being wrong about that number, please tweet at us. We would love to hear. We would love to hear how the number 6 is, in fact, larger than 4.
Yeah, tell me how to count. Call me a stupid bitch who doesn't know how to count.
Call us gutter junkie whores. Please, 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 please. Nicole, oh, this journey's fun. We need to decide. I mean, we're getting a lot of votes online and on Instagram. People are saying, a lot of people are talking about season 2 of Thailand. And some people...
Okay, I'm very happy to do it. I'm ready to jump in. I'm ready to get my reading glasses on. I'm ready to read some subtitles. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to talk about it. Keep interacting with us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast, because I want to make sure, you know, you listeners are going to be engaged. Should we do Drag Race Thailand or All Stars 2? I feel like maybe the boat on Holland has sailed. I can't tell. But we'll do a proper poll.
I mean, I think if I'm going to read subtitles, I've heard that the girls in Thailand are incredible. And I feel like mm-hmm. a lot of memes online have left them out of things.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Like, I would rather watch that over Holland.
Yes, I have been keeping an eye out on Holland. I saw the first episode. There's some great stuff on there, But we guess we want to pick a path that's maybe like new and different, and like you said, like includes some queens that have been like just a little left out of the Drag Race dynasty.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
I feel like I've seen memes where they're like, "Wow, first series with subtitles," and I was like, "Do we forget about Thailand?"
Yeah.
Also, is Thailand going to come back for us? Have they done 3 seasons?
They've done 2. I heard they were like canceled. I believe
what
I believe it was canceled. I know.
What a bummer.
Doesn't that suck? I mean, doesn't that just suck? I hope I'm wrong and they're reviving it, but I believe I heard that online.
Dang.
Well, we got to celebrate these great Thai queens, because there's some insane. Everyone just keeps saying insane stuff happens on season 2, and I never saw it. So
okay, yeah, let's do it. I think that's the choice. It's uh-huh. one or the other.
One or the other. Gag.
One or the other.
Hon, ha. Nicole, what do you want to plug before we go?
I'm going to plug, make sure you're registered to vote. Let's vote in this election. But also, I think I said it last week, this is not the only election that matters. Every mm-hmm. election matters. Change starts from the bottom, not the top. The trickle-down effect is not real. So mm-hmm. let's vote in our like state elections, our municipal elections. I might mm-hmm. be sounding real stupid right now, but like
you said
starting this year, I'm going to figure out when I'm supposed to be voting and make sure that I have it like in my calendar and I'm voting, because mm-hmm. I want to elect people who don't take money from like big corporations. I want to mm-hmm. elect somebody who's like, yeah, let's change some fucking shit. Let's make sure everyone has health care. Mm-hmm. It's, you know.
It's up to us to educate ourselves, because there's so much to wade through. It can be hard to understand how like local officials affect your life, and they affect your life the most. Especially like in Los Angeles and city council stuff. Like even though like Nitya Raman, like even though she only represents one particular district, her policies and people voting for those policies has an effect on other people in other districts wanting representation like that. And I've been guilty of just like not educating myself until recently on city council people, for example. I was like, oh, I need to know about this.
Yeah, you need to know a little bit more than you want to know.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time in my life being like, I'm just not political, or I'm just Democratic down the line. And it's like, well, some Democrats lean more conservative than others, and we need to know what the difference is. It's wild. So that's what I'm promoting. It's wild.
I would say Act Blue, obviously it's democratically focused, but like Act Blue is a great resource I'm digging into because it's helping me connect with a lot of different Democratic candidates across the board. And, you know, they have an awesome feature, I'll plug it in the pod, where like they help you donate to so many different Democratic candidates in big states where it's
and they like spread it out for you.
Right. Like between Stacey Abrams, Jamie Harrison, and other people who are like really have the chance to disrupt some shit because we are really close to turning the Senate blue, which is also one way we can get a little bit more say and power in this very unfair system that's being corrupted.
Yeah. Well, work. Mono. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and before I let you go, let me just also read this really great review from one of our listeners. Dude. We love the reviews. Please give us more on Apple Podcasts. They really make a huge difference. They help us continue to make this pod free. This one's from Jewel Krismar. It says, Drag Her is my go-to when I'm stoned, about to complete a luxurious shower and skincare routine, and want to hang out and chat with the girls. That's us. Love you, Mono and Nicole.
We're the girls.
Love you, Mono and Nicole. Longtime fan of both of y'all. Thank you, Jewel Krismar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I love you, Nicole. Till next week.
I love you. Bye-bye, Mono.
Bye, Nicole.
Stella meant to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.